This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. Now, serious business, Viv.
Serious business. Very, very serious.
We're going to be talking about our topic of the week, which is glitches.
Yes.
In all their glory.
My favorite thing.
Now, once again, a glitch, for those who don't know, is when something happens in a video game that is not supposed to happen. So it could be that they haven't loaded part of the map properly, so there's a massive, like, blank spot in the map. Or it could be, like, a character might be talking to you, and then their lips will disappear from their face and float off. or a dog in a game might, you know, all of a sudden be halfway sunk into the ground.
Or start walking on two legs
and doing stupid things. So it's about when things don't happen when they're supposed to. The glitches kind of ruin the game in that moment.
Or make them better.
Now, Viv, you love glitches.
Yes, I absolutely do.
I think if you could do a course like Glitches 101, you would take that course.
Yes, I would, because I really love them. I find them really entertaining in games.
What about glitches do you find very, very entertaining?
I don't know. I think it's just the unexpectedness of it, I guess.
Yeah.
You're playing a game and it's getting all serious and you're battling against some guy and then his leg starts going up through his face and I don't know how to explain it. It's just amazing.
It's amazing. Now, it can be ridiculous and really funny, but it can also be game-breaking as well. So it does depend on the context of the glitch.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some of the funny ones first. Now, you've got a little list there of some of the ones that you like a lot.
I do.
So let's go through that. So what are some of the glitches that you have loved over the years?
Well, one of my all-time favorite ones is the Sean glitch in Heavy Rain.
Right. So, in Heavy Rain, for those who haven't played it, it's like a story-based game and you can press buttons to trigger certain dialogue at certain points in the game.
Yeah, it's all reaction-based and stuff.
Yeah.
But essentially what happens in this bit is, I don't know if I should really explain it too much because it is a kind of spoiler to the end of the game. So if anyone
hasn't played it. The game's like 10 years old though, like.
Well, it's not 10 years old, like only a couple of years.
7 years old?
Three?
No way. Nah, that's older than that, man.
No.
I would say 7 years old. Yep, because I was playing that game when I was living in Oakley, and that was 7 years ago.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, maybe I'm stuck in the past. I don't know.
So anyway, the whole point of the game is he's looking for his son, right?
Sean.
Or looking for Sean.
Sean,
looking
yeah.
for Sean. And at the end of the game, it's all very dramatic. And based on how you've played the game, he may or may not find the son or the Sean. And he may
the
or
Sean.
May... the Sean. And there's other characters that may or may not survive based on choices you've made and stuff like that. So you find Sean. And you've got Sean in at this point in the game. And there's a button you press to say his name. So the character holding Sean yells out, Sean! Right.
Essentially, yeah. But then it goes into a cutscene and, instead of his dialogue, the Sean button is still there.
Yeah. So all you can press is the Sean button.
So all you can do is scream Sean.
Over and over again.
So it's going through this really emotional scene, like Sean's like, oh, daddy, daddy. And then the bad guy comes in, it's like, oh, I'm going to kill you now. And everything, he's just, Sean, Sean.
He's just yelling Sean over and over and over again. Which completely ruins the ending of the game because it's just ridiculous. And it's funny. It's meant to be serious.
It's so hilarious.
Like, Sean!
I would happily go through that. And it's a really rare glitch as well. It's only been recorded on like a phone or a camcorder or whatever it was recorded on.
It's a rare glitch.
Funny.
We should get a Sean button for the show, I think. Just every now and then it's just Sean in the background.
Yes, I approve of this.
Or we need to find someone called Sean that can be on the show that we can just yell at mercilessly. Now another one that I like a lot, which we were watching glitches before the show to prepare for this.
Yes.
There's one in FIFA 12. where they added this new really cool physics engine, the way players react. So they're basically, when they fall and hit the ground or when they bump into other players, they're meant to react sort of more natural because they're going to bump into them and then fall to the ground like a person would, right? So this new physics engine was in place, and there's this footage that you can see online of these two players kind of crash into each other after a goal, while celebrating. They kind of fall into each other.
And they slowly turn their heads.
And they slowly kind of make out.
Yeah.
And it's
a beautiful glitch. It really is.
Equality. hashtag equality. It's really funny because, you know, there's this masculine sport and they're all like, oh, and then just...
We do sports.
It just happens. And then all of a sudden they're just like a goal, and then two players from opposite teams embracing in a good old snog.
It's beautiful.
It's so romantic. Now, one that we looked at before the show as well, which I didn't know existed, so maybe I'm the only one that doesn't realize, but it's from GoldenEye 007.
Yeah, it's
on 64.
One of the most famous glitches out there, and it's mainly famous because of YouTube, essentially. So someone got all these glitches together, and essentially the glitches are... happen when you tilt the cartridge slightly and it bugs out the characters. Yeah. So they start to kind of flail around.
And spin. Yeah.
And do all these kind of like crazy movements and stuff. So someone on YouTube decided to put a song along to it. So it's the Gedan song. I can't remember the actual name of it.
Get down, yeah, because it's like Get Down, basically. Get down. And
I'm sure most people know about it.
So all the characters, basically, at certain points in this video and from this glitch, they just start spinning around dramatically, their limbs flying everywhere. It is quite a funny sight, especially when you've got an enemy you're about to shoot and then all of a sudden they just start spinning on the spot. Or you
escape into a helicopter and the helicopter starts going around.
The car starts spinning, you know. Yeah. So it's a really funny glitch. So definitely check out Gold and I get in on YouTube for a laugh. It's one of the funnier glitches out there, that's for sure. What else is on your list?
Oh, what else? There is a glitch in Sherlock Holmes' Nemesis.
Yeah.
That is actually really creepy. So you're Sherlock Holmes, obviously, and you've got your partner Watson with you. But for some reason, the developers didn't give him a walking animation. So you'll be going along and you might turn around and Watson is like right behind you. So he essentially teleports behind you instead of
walking. Right.
So you'll walk away, you're watching him and he's like way over in the distance. You'll turn around, turn back, he's right behind you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is weird.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And glitches can be creepy like that as well. Like if you look back Assassin's Creed Unity when that launched with the issues that it had on the PC version of the game.
Oh yeah, with the like flesh.
Yeah, so there was literally like no faces on the characters. It was just floating eyeballs and a mouth with teeth and gums and a nose. And it just looked like that, like that, here's Johnny, like that face.
Oh, wow.
They all just looked like that, you know? And it was really creepy. And the characters like kissing and like talking to each other sorts of stuff. And they've got no faces. And it was really scary stuff.
Oh, wow. I want to play that.
You want to play it just like
that? Yeah, I don't want the rehashed one. I want the buggy one, please.
Very, very weird stuff like that as well. So now there's also glitches, Viv, that happen that are quite beneficial in a way.
Yeah.
Glitches that you can find yourself teleporting to like the next level of a game without having completed it.
Yes.
Or even to like the final boss battle and stuff like that. So people like speedrunners have found glitches in games and have been able to exploit them so that you can finish a game faster by, rather than doing things the right way, taking shortcuts by exploiting the game code that's been built.
I think I've heard of one in Kingdom Hearts 2, I think it is, where you jump in this dungeon. I can't remember what dungeon it was.
Yeah.
But essentially you just continually jump and jump and jump and transform. And then you're eventually in this level that you can't get to until later on. And it's like, wow,
yep,
okay.
Sure.
That's kind of good.
And there's people online who have mentioned particularly the Ocarina of Time glitches. So Madeline online and also Bailey mentioned that you can exit a certain lair in the game. You warp out of a certain lair and it throws you into the main boss battle against Ganon.
Ooh, convenient.
Stuff like that as well. And, you know, also stuff like in terms of one thing that I've found funny as well is people kind of feel bad when they don't get to see these glitches. Like, it's not even like it's just I didn't get a glitch. That's really lucky. They're more like, oh, I wanted to see the funny glitch.
Yeah, that's you me. Know, that's me every time.
I had someone on social media say that as well, who they were, Anthony, who was saying, yeah, I never get to see anything cool like that. My games just work fine. Damn it. It's like, hang on, you want the game to break?
You look
just so you can laugh at it?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though. That's the appeal of the Bethesda games for some people as well.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
They're such huge games in scope. There's so much to them. There's so much world there and so much power that it must use to run those games. Mm. And so, of course, naturally, those games that push the envelope are going to have some problems and some glitches. So you see things like enemies or characters with no heads walking around.
Oh, man.
Or you know, the dog walking through staircases rather than on the staircase,
oh,
you know?
Puppy.
So the Fallout games and the Elder Scrolls games are notorious for those glitches, and people love them. They think they're really funny. There was another one that was mentioned by Daniel that said he had a companion in Fallout 4 shoot down a chopper with a pistol.
Nice.
Just randomly.
Nice.
There was another glitch I was reading about where a companion got in a fight. An invincible companion, because the companion can't die, got into a fight with an invincible enemy NPC, because they're not supposed to die either.
Oh, no.
And so they just kept fighting each other, but neither could take damage or die. So they just fought for hours, and he couldn't progress in the game because they were just fighting the whole time. Like, what?
Okay, moments like that, it does kind of ruin the game.
Yeah, because you kind of end up stuck and you're like, I don't know what to do now. Like, actual game-breaking things like that.
But then you've got, like, good ones, like, for instance, in Skate 3, where it's kind of a boring game, at least to me, to start off with. But, like, the physics in the game are ridiculous. So if you play it in free skate mode, just, like, the way the physics react and everything is off the charts. So
yeah, physics engines are funny.
Like
things.
Using the force to grab your skateboard and going through buildings and skating upside down, and it's ridiculous.
And you know, in last year's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, not a good example, but like Tony would just often, the board would just fly up into the sky and disappear. Or you'd try to go to use a ramp, like on a skateboard, like you're supposed to, and you'd fall through the ramp, like it's invisible. And hit the wall behind it. So, I mean, glitches can be funny, but they can also be really bad game design.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who tests this stuff out? Like, who does the QA on these games to make sure they're ready to play? Because, obviously, the guy's not getting paid enough.
Yeah, well, you can't predict everything, though. But, yeah, there are actually games out there that kind of embrace the glitchy kind of thing. Like, Goat Simulator. For instance, it is a purposely glitchy game.
Yeah, the goats fly around through the sky and bounce off things.
It's amazing. It really is.
And it's hilarious.
And
I Am
like
Bread is like that
well.
Too.
Yes.
Physics-based silliness.
Yeah.
So glitches can be really fun, but they can also be a real pain in the ass. But overall, it's part of the video game world, and we just have to embrace it because it's not going anywhere.
Embrace it. It's wonderful.
Embrace it. This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.